What's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Theron's Thoughts. My name is Theron Shetty. These are my thoughts. Hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys are doing fantastic. It's a marvelous day here in Los Angeles. It's Monday morning. Monday morning, people. My God, LA has been kicking my ass. In stand-up, it's really hard to get on stage. I got a few spots here and there, but I'm actually going to go to Florida because this writer's strike has kind of immobilized me. So I thought I would go back to Florida and just kill time with my dad. Maybe get some stage time again. And, stand-up comedy, it's like this war of attrition. And, I'm speaking from a point of view of a 44-year-old who, let's be real. I didn't make it in comedy, right, to this point. I have achieved a lot in comedy. I've made my own movies. I've acted in TV shows. I've hosted on things, TV. I've interviewed celebrities, whatever. Whatever your definition of making it is, I've had some success, but I'm not like a mainstream comedian. But I've seen a lot of, people make it. I keep name dropping people, but like Bert Kreischer, Sam Minaj, Theo Von, whoever. These are people who I saw coming up. Whitney Cummings, whoever. The list goes on. You just see them kind of infiltrate the Hollywood gates and they're on their way. And there comes a point where you just stopped being competitive with people because, reality does set in at some point. It has set in for me. I'm working on some things still, like movie stuff and writing stuff. And I feel very fortunate to even be in these positions. But in terms of making it as a comedian, I wonder if that's even a reality at this point. Because, I'm trying to just be real with myself. And I think every comic goes through that at some point. If you don't make it, and quote unquote make it, you're like, man, I guess this is it. And, there was a lot of sacrifice to even get to this point. I'm not married. I don't have kids. I still go, week to week. I'm still wondering right now. This writer's strike. Am I gonna sell my projects right now? I've got a theatrical agent, but I can't audition right now because everything's shut down. And times like this, I wonder, I seriously, my mom passed away this past year, and I was like, man, was this all worth it? Was this really all, what was the point of all this? You go through these thoughts. And I guess the good thing about comedy is you kind of learn to just deal with these thoughts because they're incessant for me. They just always come. And I saw this thing this past weekend. Tim Dillon, he's another very successful comedian. And he was like, following your dreams is the worst advice ever given. He's like, that's what, we are around the same age. And he was like, that's what was professed to us. And it was, that's what I heard growing up. Follow your dreams. If you follow your dreams, the money will come. And I've heard that guy Mike Rowe, the host of Dirty Jobs back in the day, say that too, following your dreams is stupid. Instead, follow opportunity. And I'm one of those guys who followed his dreams. And, I can tell you just from a guy who's gone through it all, there are people who don't make it, and I'm one of them. That's the facts. I'm not depressed about it because I've got other fantastic opportunities. I'm not miserable working some job that I hate. But I do wonder from time to time, I'm like, man, was this the right path? You know, but I do think, and this is where I'm going to disagree with Tim Dillon, is I think life is worth living and worth, worth putting it all on the line. You know, if you just play it safe all your life, you know, I think it's how much do you want to gamble? Like how, like, you know, like when you gamble at a craps, I'm not a big gambler, but I'm assuming like how big you want to go in, how many chips you want to put on the table. And I think with anything in the arts, you got to be all in, right? You got to risk a lot. And, you bet a lot, you win big. Like I've seen people win big, obviously. And that's just part of the gamble. You know, there's no other way to say it. Like, this is a gamble. And you have to be, I think you have to go all in if you're going to win big. Which I think I did go all in to some extent. I mean, I know I did have some lapses here and there where I got jobs because I needed some money. And where I got really depressed. But I think you have to be all in. So I think it's okay to follow your dreams. But I just think, you got to be okay if it doesn't pan out, and you got to be okay figuring out other options and not having things that you see other people have, which is their normal, right? Wife, kids, job, 9 to 5, whatever. And I can always go back and get a job, I guess. I'm not going to be a lawyer at this point or plastic surgeon, nor do I want to be. But I'm just saying, like, this is what it is. And you kind of have to have an acceptance with everything. So, you know, I've tried to just kind of ease up a bit here in LA, because it's very easy to put yourself through the grinder. When you're younger, I remember being 25 here in LA, like, you're just like, you got... Hope drives you, man. Hope just pushes you like a rocket ship through space. You're like, man, tomorrow's the day. The next audition is the big one. And as you just get a little bit older, you're like, this is interesting. I don't know what's going to happen next. And, I'm sitting here on my floor on a Monday morning, Monday at 12, like, fuck, I do know I have to take action, you know, even with this strike, I've got to keep taking action. That's the only way you have a chance of, you know, making it out of the fog. So that's what I've been doing, writing a lot. I'll do stand up at some point and I'll figure out what the next big move is. But again, not bitter. I just wanted to share that. I thought any artist out there, you know, thinking about following your dreams, know that you gotta risk a lot. And the reality is sometimes it doesn't work out how you expect it. That's just from my personal experience. And the family tragedy can make it a lot worse. You know, you can feel it a lot worse. Anyways, I hope you guys are driving off a cliff right now listening to this podcast, and have a great week ahead of you. Take care.